She waded into the raging river with nothing. No life jacket, no lifeline.
Frank's voice caught as he struggled through the rest of the story.
She got to Sasha and started to swim back with her, but she could barely keep Sasha's head above water, let alone her own. Caleb sat on the bank of the river watching helplessly as his grandmother and sister were drowning.
He cleared his throat before continuing.
To this day, I don't know how she managed to swim across that mighty current and get to Sasha, but she did. And she somehow managed to swim back across. She made it to the edge of the riverbank and was trying to set Sasha on the edge when a large tree trunk broke free of the debris and knocked her off her feet. In a last-ditch effort, Caleb said she threw Sasha towards him before they were both taken down the river. Somehow, even with his broken leg, Caleb was able to crawl to his sister and pull her to safety.
He turned and faced her.
It was only by the grace of God that I didn't lose both my grandchildren that day too. It was hard enough to lose my Esther.
I'm so sorry, Frank. I had no idea.
An ache like she'd not felt in a long time tore through Maggie's heart. When she was a young journalist, she'd covered some horrific stories. But this one. She sat in silence and bit back tears. Both remained silent for a few moments before he said,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dump all that on you.
She turned her head and met his gaze.
Oh, I appreciate you trusting me with your story. It couldn't have been easy for you.
We mostly avoid talking about it these days, for Caleb's sake. But I think I needed to talk about it. You're a good listener.
Are we going near where it happened?
The exact spot.